Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody here on a Thursday afternoon. We are live here on the show, and a lot going on here, and this is our final show of the week and weekend. So it's really my last live show until Monday, if you can believe that. Sunday is Easter Sunday, so we won't be here, and I always take off. My 2 days off is Friday, Saturday, and I'm always here Sunday through Thursday. And we've had a lot of shows this week, so if you're needing shows, definitely go through the archives this week, catch up, and but we're taking your calls right now. So call in if you need a psychic reading. 347-884-8245. We have Miss Bonnie here. She's an amazing psychic medium, has really an amazing heart. So that all mixes together for a great reading. And so great time to get in, really your last time to get in for a reading and get, you know, a reading from someone that, you know, you're going to get a great connection and the loving care, not be misdirected into something totally, it's going to really be wrong and upset you. And that's really important. You just, I can't say it enough from someone who, you know, has the most longest running spiritual show on Blog Talk Radio. You don't go and get readings just blindly from this person, that person, that get it from someone who someone recommends. You might not know everybody, and you can't know people off the radio, and do people act different on the radio than compared, you know, off the radio? You better believe they do. But there's no way of you, the listener, knowing that. But me as a radio host, I'm not going to spread, you know, rumors or things that I hear. I'm not going to do that. But I will definitely recommend the readers, the healers, life coaches that I know are very good and genuine. And I can definitely do that. And I definitely would recommend Bonnie without any hesitation at all. So do with that what you want. But there you go there. And I don't say that for everybody. Because you got to, you know, it's I've heard too many people get a reading from somebody and they've been so I'll give you one example. You know, this happened to many years ago. This happened to my sister. My sister was given a reading and was told that your family, especially your brother, meaning me, is going to get sick and maybe die soon. Yeah. So my sister called me up and was terrified. And this was like 25 years ago. So, and I've heard people who said, a lady who lost her daughter. She lost her daughter who was like 20 years old. Her precious daughter, she was so upset, and she would call this show, and I got to know her in the first couple years of this show. She's gotten better since, but she lost her daughter and you know, some kind of shooting, and someone said that the spirit that you're hearing in your daughter's room is not your daughter. It is actually demons. Actually, yeah. This person got the reading on Blog Talk Radio from a show that's not on the air anymore, thank God. But the reader said this to them. And this lady was terrified, of course. She called me on a Friday night at home and said, Mike, I got to talk to you. He said, oh my God, there's demons in my house. I got to get a priest. Calm down. There is no demons in your room. Just and so she did calm down, but I'm telling you, it took the poor lady weeks, if not months, to get that out of her head. So that is why you just don't blindly go from reader to reader. You just don't. You're playing. You don't play with that. You know, when you study the art of connecting to spirit, there is a certain there's a certain respect and honor and that you have got to, as a reader, you have got to give to the spirit realm or the angels. You don't play with them like they're just a deck of cards. You don't. And I was taught that through my teachers and in my early years of this show, and learned a lot. So okay, well, there you go there. We're gonna bring Bonnie on into the show, and you guys call on in for readings. And Bonnie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that. What a nice recommendation that was. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. Not all readers are the same. And while this is really, I like to say this is more of an art than a science. I mean, it's not hardcore, and, you know, people can change their path kind of by their free will. You know, you just have to go to somebody whose intentions are good and somebody who really wants to help you and who cares what happens to you. You know, this is serious to me. This is very serious, and when I hear people say, oh, I want what you have, or I want to be clairaudient, or I think, you know, that's just crazy. My life would have been so much easier if this had not shown up in it, but it's here, so I have to deal with it. When I turned about 16 or 17, I decided I'd better get a handle on it before it got a handle on me. But you're right about yeah, you have to, right?
Right.
For me, it's just grown exponentially. Even when I've cut it off from time to time, it seems to come back even more acute than it was when I cut it off. But it's not something, I mean, you're dealing with people's lives. It's very serious. It's very important. A lot of people have suffered so much loss and so much tragedy and so much grief. You don't want to make that worse for them. You know, you want to help them if you can help them. So I think
right.
The intention of the reader is really important, absolutely paramount. And some people are just better at it than others. And, you know, ego sometimes really causes a lot of problems for readers. And I always think it's very important for me, especially, to try to remain as humble as possible, because it's that humility that allows spirit to speak through you. However it chooses to do that, you know?
I agree. I wanted to add some to that, but we'll wait till after the first call. But I did want to let people know that Bonnie is offering a special this week for Journey in Light listeners only for a private reading. Okay, so you want to get a pen and paper, contact Bonnie. I'll give that phone number out here in just half a second. Though the contact information for Bonnie, as far as phone number, website, is all listed on the show page. But Bonnie is offering a private 30-minute reading for only $19. Okay, only $19 for a 30-minute private reading. You can't get any better than that. So it's for this week only. So just up through this weekend. So definitely call Bonnie. Here's the phone number, 540-294-5193. 540-294-5193. Call after the show. If you're hearing this in archives, the offer is still good. You can call Bonnie, set up that private reading, and it's only $19 for a 30-minute reading. Anybody can pretty much afford that, and that's definitely a bargain there. So we're going to take calls here on Journey into the Light. And let's go to our first call. Press the 1 on your phone if you're called in and you want to speak to Bonnie, okay? Area code 251. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Michael. It's Christy, and I am calling from Alabama.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Mary.
Hey.
How are you?
We're doing good.
I support you guys.
Well, thank you.
We're glad you called in, and you know, we hope we can help you this afternoon.
Well, thank you. I don't really have like a question. I'm not sure if there's like a message that might be coming through.
Well, let me see. Let me just find you for just a second. Give me just one second.
Thank you so much.
The very first thing I heard was, the work you're doing is very good. And weirdly, I saw an image of Facebook. So I think what you're posting in your social media posts are apparently very positive and put out a good vibration for you. That's kind of funny. I don't usually get that kind of message, but I guess they're very moderate, these angels of yours. They are hoping that you will continue to move forward on the path that you've already been shown so that you can go up. They're kind of saying like to the next level, you know, I guess it's the next spiritual level or some kind of awakening or epiphany, or, you know, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but some divine or evolutionary change that's going to come to you, and you're going to see your life change as a result of that. I think that's even like a like an addendum to what we read for you before, but I think it's interesting because they do seem to like your social media posts, which is very amusing to me. Yeah, isn't that the funniest thing? That's not a normal. Yeah, you have not yet gotten a single normal message from me anymore. From them, you're always getting this full of weird, funny messages from them, but they seem to be pretty accurate messages for you. So, but they're still with you. You have not just one angel, but you've got a number of them. They've all connected with you now, that you understand that they're there. And I think you've probably noticed that, you know, things have changed at your dwelling, your house, your apartment, whatever, that you've probably noticed some extra activity. I hope they've gotten your attention. It seems like they've tried.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. I had an epiphany last week after you and I had called. I was working with a little gal, and I'm really big about divine alignment. Like, we can dream up all day long what it is that we think we want for our life, and we can go down that path and it's going to give us so many experiences, right? But when we're really aligned to what is divinely aligned for our life, it just opens up like where people come to life, you know? So it's
every
like
door. Every door,
yes.
Every window, it all opens up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you're amazing because you go right to the thing. You get right on it. There's no waiting around. There's no hesitation. You get it. You go with it. You run. I mean, you're like a dog with a frisbee. You just take off. And that makes more things open up for you. I think you've got so much, you know, I think even by September, October, you're going to see a huge life shift. I do.
Wow.
I really do. Yeah. And I'm bad with time, but that's what I just heard, so I'll take it. Yeah.
It's so exciting. It's like such an exciting time. It's just like I love, you know, my whole goal is really just to serve people and to be able to, you know, reach people, to breathe that hope and to help them locate within them that seed of potentiality that's just waiting to be unleashed and, you know, to turn those poisonous darts like into their medicine they get to share with the world. And it's because that's what's happened for me. And if it's happened for me, it can happen for anyone. And so that's what my whole thing is. It's really not so much about what I can gain, but more about what I can give, what I can share to breathe the hope into the world and to share, you know, the different little tricks that I've learned to get the universe, the source, God, to just work for us and with us and through us.
Well, see, you allow that. And the more you learn, though, the more you're able to learn, the more you're able to share. That's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I'll let our listeners know that Christy does a lot of metaphysical work as well. And I believe you're going to be on a show here on the air not far from now. It's going to be soon, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
very
so.
Very soon. I can see it. I can visualize it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you're
going to
be great.
Wonderful for you. I do. It's going to open doors for you. I really believe it.
You got great energy, and that's what's great. If you can come on with great energy instead of, you know, well, I'm here, okay, what do we do? It's like that ain't gonna work. Okay.
Right.
I mean, we can't make it, you know, we can't make a success out of someone who don't bring energy. But just helping people, opening the doors, and it just, it's amazing what happens to people. on this show, and what they do outside the show too, because it just sets a fire. I spoke to someone a little bit ago who's also coming on the show soon. That's new, and she said, "I feel this this light in my belly on." And I said, "That is exactly it. That is what you know, people do more than this show. They set up their own." You know, fan pages, their own, you know, group pages. And, you know, one lady did that. And then within a couple of months, she shipped off to Japan and got a job in Japan.
Goodness,
off she went. Yeah. So.
God, that's exciting. I'm so, that celebration for her and for everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, it's so exciting to watch people succeed. And I'm just going, yes, I bet she's really enjoying that.
Christy is the most loving, positive person I think I've ever met. I mean, she's very, very sweet and very loving and very positive. She really is. She really is a very sweet person.
Yes. When you come on the show, when you come on, you can hear the crowd clapping for you like this year.
Yeah!
Yay, I love it. Let's celebrate together, guys. You guys are wonderful, too, and I appreciate everything that you put out for having the show, for putting your earnest effort and following, you know, that guiding light that the Spirit really led you to bring people into the light and to provide a place that is safe and ongoing to have that. And that's just absolutely beautiful. And also, you know, for you doing all this stuff with the homeless and your love for charity and compassion, it's beautiful. And also over there for you too, Mary, it's like you following through, because it's going into really sharing our psychic gifts, and the gifts that are given to us by Spirit are not always easily accepted, and it takes to really going through walls of our own limitations based upon judgments and just really working through them. And you've done such a wonderful job at being able to give the messages that are coming through from people's guides, people's angels, the other side, and to do it with conviction. And you have a really humble spirit. You're very, very, you come from a very humble heart space, and it's such a beautiful breath of fresh air to see that gift given, because you know it's really coming for what the people are supposed to hear. And I just honor you so much, and thank you, too, for bringing that forth, helping with everything on the show and all that you do, too.
I agree with that. That's a beautiful thing. This is a very different platform than most most things that are based in paranormal rather than spiritual expressions. And so Michael's platform is completely different than most people. You know, people that do the same sort of thing. It's a different platform for people like us.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Well, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your light. Wow, it's starting to thunder here big time. So I didn't know if that was sound effects or what, or the cat or what, but.
That may be more light than you want,
of energy,
right?
Coming to help zap that. Eons,
yeah.
You know, all the eons in the air and clearing out the whole area. Yay, thank
you. Yeah, we got storms coming in right now, so hopefully they go away so I can get to church a little bit later this evening and don't block my path. Otherwise,
yeah, well, you,
someone else wash my feet. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
Like for every need, there's already a provision. And if you're supposed to be at that building this evening or anywhere on your path, I already know that, you know, the divine will have that paved for you, and you'll go with ease and grace. So enjoy, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're
just
welcome.
You have a really bright, blessed Easter. And we'll be talking to you next week and getting you on the show.
Okay.
And anyway, thanks so much. You're just really a bright light. And we really mean it too. So anyway, thanks for what you do. So, all right. Well,
thanks
for calling in and brightening our day. So thank you.
You're welcome. Blessed be,
all
you guys.
All right. Blessings. Bye-bye. Okay, she's really great, very special. Let's see here. We got another caller here, area code 509. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
I'm Kathleen, and I reside in Silk Lake, Washington.
Washington State?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Kathleen from Washington State. That's nice. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well.
That's
what can I do for you this afternoon?
Well, I'm going on this adventure this summer, and it's we haven't really thought of a name yet, but I'm just going to call it Healing America, and we're just going across America to heal people as we go. And so it's a tour that we're going on, and I was just curious as to your insights as to what you thought the outcome is going to be on this.
Are you going all the way from west to east?
I'm going from, Florida to Washington.
Florida to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually it's a brilliant concept. And hold on one second because I want to hear what your helpers want to tell me. Hold on just one second. Let me listen.
Sure.
I'm going to repeat what I hear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying to me that they are brightened, that's a funny word, but they are brightened by the fact that you want to do this. They are hopeful that you will be able to reach as many people as you wish and have in mind, and that there will be people that will come into your path just so that you can do your work on them. You may run into some resistance in certain places, and those places, you'll have to just go on to the next place, sort of. But for the most part, they're going to make sure that people know that you're coming. And I actually feel like you're supposed to be doing a little bit of publicity somehow, either through social media or maybe even like radio or TV spots. You know, where you're getting, like, news coverage. That's what I mean,
mm-hmm.
like local news coverage, even newspaper
mm-hmm.
coverage, something like that. So you may want to put that out ahead and plan your itinerary well. When you first started talking, I actually saw a map that went from it was kind of straight up through Florida
mm-hmm.
and then more across the upper portion of the United States, but you'll figure out intuitively, you'll feel where you're supposed to go. And this is a lovely thing that you're doing. It's a wonderful idea. It's not unlike some of the things that happen in Europe that don't happen here. I think it's unique for the United States what you want to do exactly. It sort of reminds me a little bit of it has a feel to it. It is not the same thing, but it has a feel to it of like an old-time revival where you're going from place to place to place to place, but it's not like that at all. It's more like a modern, more holistic, more healthy, more particular type of healing that you're doing. It feels like energy work to me, but...
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many people are going with you, but I think you can have a really successful tour. Just use your intuition as to where you want to go, and the right people will show right up for you. But don't turn down any publicity, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
I think it will be a great success, and I think you'll be able to do it again.
Yay.
Also, they're also telling me don't turn down donations either. Because that might burn
right.
the next one. So that's what I'm hearing. Don't turn down. Don't turn down donations. Don't turn down places to sleep. Don't turn down, the feelings of where you want to go. You know, follow your intuition, and you'll find the exact path. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, good luck. I think this is great. I really do.
Thank
I think
you.
It's wonderful.
Yes, yeah, I'm very excited.
I think it's very, very exciting. I think you're right. It's exciting. It's
mm-hmm.
just not something that happens here at all. So good time and believe that the right people will fall in front of you in your path, will not fall, but, you know, show up for you, and they will.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Thanks for your call. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I just want to, before we go to our next call here, I want to make sure everybody knows that Bonnie's special that she's offering for private sessions. Now, this is an amazing offer. Only for a 30-minute private reading, only $19. That's right. Only $19 for a 30-minute private reading. You can't beat it anywhere. Definitely for the quality. And I don't even know if you find price that you could beat that for someone that's just, you know, throwing around a deck of cards or something like that. The phone number, you can call Bonnie now. Her contact information is on the show page. The offer is only for up through this weekend, so contact her now to book it right after this show. The phone number to contact Bonnie, 540-294-5193. One more time. Get your pen and paper. 540-294-5193. Okay, got people calling in here, so we want to be a little quicker on the phone lines here. We
sure.
Get a few more people in here. Area code 646, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Tisha, and I'm calling from New York City.
Can you speak up a little bit?
My name is Tisha, and I'm calling from New York City.
Tisha?
Yes.
Oh, that's a nice name. What can I do for
you,
Tisha?
Okay, so right now I'm currently single, and I would like to see what's coming in my love life for hopefully either by the end of the year or next year. Right now I'm not ready.
Well, I think you're going to get really busy, and you might not even be ready then. I think there are other things that are more important to you that are going to come first.
Yes.
It feels like you're working on a project or you're working on something that has got your total and complete attention, and it's going to go on a little bit longer than you think. So you really aren't ready, and you're right about that, and you're going to be really busier. I think the thing that you're working on right now is going to lead you to another thing, to another thing, to another thing. And in the process of doing that, you're going to find the thing, which is the person, in the process of doing your project. So don't think about it. The kind of person you're interested in, and then, you know, think about, okay, beyond my wildest dreams, more than I can imagine, you know, bring this person that's like the perfect person to me, and just ask God, your angels, anyone that you speak to. I tend to talk to my guides in the car, but you do it wherever you want to. That person will show up, but I think you're going to be so busy, you're not going to have time to think about that. And I think it's just going to lead to another thing and another thing. It's going to roll.
Okay.
It's going to roll fast. What is it? What is this project you're working on?
Well, actually,
it might be,
I plan on going back to school in, I think, September.
Okay. Go back to school and just keep. I think it's going to lead you in a place. Yeah, it's going to lead you in a place you never, ever imagined, okay? So don't even close any doors, okay? Just be open to what comes your way, and then, you know, choose wisely, as they say.
Trust me, I will. Okay.
All right.
That sounds good. I think I'm on the right path. All right, so I'm not thinking about it, and I'm just moving ahead.
Good. That's great. You just keep on, because you're doing the right thing. I'll tell you one more thing. I'm getting really fast, and that is you have a very strong faith, and faith by that I mean your spiritual being is very strong. You're grounded in that, and that's what you use your intuition. Talk to your angels, and, you know, just go where it leads you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. Let's see here. We've got several calls here. Area code 931. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, Maggie from Montana.
Maggie from Montana. That sounds wonderful. That's great. You're living in one of those colder states, I think. So what can I do for you, Maggie, from Montana?
Yes. Oh, thank you. I have a question of employment. So I'd like to know if you see anything coming up in the near future, hopefully.
Yeah, you're living in a place that is not as economically sound as some other bigger places and some other bigger states. But there
mm-hmm.
is something that you do that other people can't do that's going to open a door for you, and I don't feel like it's going to be long. I keep getting sick all day today. What is that all about? But it's not quite sick, okay? I feel like it'll be between 3 and 6 months that you'll find the exact right thing. And I know it's all just looking. Make sure your resume and everything is up to date and has – it's not too long, you know, that it's concise, because people today are so I don't know why I'm getting that, but it needs to be concise. Your resume needs to be concise. And
okay.
Trust that. I mean, just pare it down. Get somebody to help you with it. But I think
okay.
that will get you more attention. And
okay.
There is something coming that's the right thing. You might get some other offers. But one thing is the right thing, the right money, the right benefits, the right amount of hours, everything. It'll be good for you. It'll be good for you. So what I feel something medical, but are you in the medical field by chance?
I do home health. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That explains it all. Got it. All right. Well, you just keep on, because it's there for you. Everything you want is there for you. All right. You'll get multiple offers, but choose wisely, okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a nice day.
You're welcome. You too, Maggie.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And again, don't forget about Bonnie's special offer for a 30-minute private reading. For only $19, you can contact Bonnie. Her contact information is on the show page, 540-294-5193. 540-294-5193. Let's see here. Calls are bouncing around. 267 area code, welcome.
Oh, hello. Hi, my name's Donna. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I talked to you during Pandria's show.
Oh.
And we lost your call.
Yes, we lost
you.
It dropped, and I said, oh, my God, and I couldn't get you back again. yes, I had, I was in the middle of talking to you. Yeah, the ties with me and my husband and ex-husband, they're totally, there's nothing there. I'm comfortable with that now. But there is someone, and it might be still fresh, so you might be able to read it. I don't know. A friend that I've been talking to for a while that I've got really bad crush on, or I don't know what it is. He was just doing little work on my house. But I'm nervous around him, but is anything going to come out of that? I know on my part it's there, but I don't know with him. I don't
really feel that he is the right person for you. I think there's someone else who will come a little bit later down the line. If you can check in the archives on Tandria's show, you'll hear what I actually said to you. I guess you'll have to ask Michael about that, but it feels to me like there's somebody else, and they're not coming immediately. They're going to be coming somewhat later down the line. And as long as you think you've got everything cleared with your ex, it will certainly open up some doors for you. But The man doesn't work on...
I definitely have things. I can't even picture myself being with him, even if it's a strong friendship, a bond. I mean, we have children together.
Sure.
But as far as anything else, I can't even imagine that now.
Well, maybe it's too soon still. You know, we have to be divinely aligned. You know, it has to be perfect timing, and the divine takes care of that. You know, we have to be in the right place at the right time, and it all falls together. When you trust that it will happen when it's supposed to, then it happens, you know, when it's supposed to. But I think you should, if you were one of my regular clients, I'd have you write everything down on a piece of paper that you would like to have in another person. And then I would have you put beyond, you know, my greatest dreams or wildest imaginations, thank the universe or God, whoever you pray to. And then I would have you put this piece of paper, and I would have you burn it outside like a Native American thing, and then pray when the smoke goes up, and then just let it take its natural course. I know that sounds like a crazy ritual, but sometimes what a ritual does is it makes you feel better, and it releases that energy to the universe so that you feel more complete and more whole. And that might help you a little bit to move into a place where you're really ready for the next person. But I think there is a next person for you. I don't think you need to worry about that. And I think the next person will probably show up when you very least expect it in a way that could never dream or imagine. It almost feels funny to me the way you're going to meet this person. So just have a little faith and know that, you know, you're watched over and that you are very well loved by the universe and that you won't be alone forever. Does that help you?
Yes. Did you have you don't have a timeline or?
I keep getting, this is weird for everybody today, I've gotten 6 months, but I'm horrible with time. I'll tell you that straight up. I would say at least within this year, at least, if you can just be patient and put yourself in places that you like to be, because that makes it more likely you're going to meet somebody who likes the same thing that you do. That's just practical advice. You know?
Oh, okay. But this guy, I'll tell you his name, Mike. You don't see him having any kind of feelings or anything?
Well, I think you could be really good friends. Don't feel like he's the right person for you.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes as women, we go with the next person we run into. It's not necessarily the perfect person for us. Do you understand what I mean?
Right. Okay.
So,
all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it, Donna. And all right. Let me give that out there. We're going to wrap up here. 90 seconds in my ear. We extended it a little bit longer. Had some more calls. Again, the phone number to contact Bonnie for her special, 540-294-5193. You can do that anytime now, 540-294-5193. She's doing a private 30-minute reading for you for only $19. Can't beat the offer. Bonnie, you have a great Easter Sunday.
Thank you, Michael. Happy Easter to you. It's finally the right. I happy Easter to you last weekend, but you told me it was too early, so I'll do it now. So happy
you.
Easter now, because now I'm on time, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, you take care, my friend, and be safe. And we'll be talking to you soon. Great show. Great
Thank
connections.
You. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it, and I appreciate our callers.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Thank you for being who you are. All right. Bye-bye. All right. That's Bonnie. And again, I would highly recommend contacting Bonnie for a full reading. I mean, it's only for this weekend. That's an amazing offer. $19 for a 30-minute private reading. Everybody have a blessed Sunday, Easter. going your way, and I hope everything is really great this weekend for you. You always catch me on Facebook, of course, and we'll be back live doing the shows back on Monday, so we'll see you then. Thanks for listening, everybody, and be blessed. Love you all.